chapter 6, verse 14. I will look at in particular as we talk about what Jesus has done for us. So hopefully today we'll center in remembering Him, thinking about Him, rejoicing in who He is and what He's done. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Some translations say, "God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, by which the world is crucified to me and I to the world." We sang about glory to the Lord already this morning. We celebrate and we want to honor Him in our time of worship today as we think about Jesus and what He meant for us. So when I think about the cross, the glory in the cross, honoring in the cross, I think some things about that cross that brings us joy and brings us honor to the Lord and causes us to glory in the cross. If you have your outline, you may follow along with some notes I've got there. The first thing is the cross shows me how much God loves me. The cross shows me how much God loves me. He said, "I'm going to boast in," or "I'm going to glory in the cross." So when I think about the cross, one aspect of that is it shows me how much God loves me. The Scripture says God showed us how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. It's not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Scripture indicates God showed us how much He loved us, how much He cared about us and how important we were to Him by sending His Son Jesus to die on a cross on our behalf. Many of us have children. I would not want to give my kids up for anybody else. Yet the Father was willing to send His Son to die on that cross to say to us, "I love you. I care about you. You're important to me." Aren't you glad He did that? I mean, you think about that, the cross and the glory of the cross reminds me, when I look at the cross, it says, Jesus loves me. Jesus cares about me. And so I remember that and remember that God loves me. I'm glad about an individual who early in life was paralyzed and he had to stay in bed all the time. He said that he watched his friends come and go. He sat laid near a window. He said friends would visit him. One friend asked him, "Doesn't the devil ever tempt you to complain and to think that God really doesn't love you or He wouldn't let you get like you are in the position you're in?" And he said, the friend asked him, "Well, what do you do when that happens?" He said, "I take him to the cross and I show him Jesus on the cross and I say, yes, He does love me." I'm reminded when we think about that today, we're come to say, as we take these in a moment, to say, "Thank you, Jesus, for loving me enough to give me your life on the cross." Second area is the cross delivers me from sin. The cross delivers me from sin. It says, "When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He made you alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." When we are dead in our transgressions, uncircumcision, when we are separated from God, the Bible says He, in the cross, through the cross, He made us alive with Him. He forgave us all our transgressions, all our sins. Aren't you glad? He doesn't forgive us part of them or leave a little residue. Sometimes when you're trying to clean something up, you get something in your clothes or shirt or whatever, you try to get it out and you get it pretty clean, but there's still a little bit left. When the blood of Jesus cleanses us, there's nothing left. It's over. It's clean. And I celebrate the fact that He delivers us from our sin through the cross. So what Jesus did for us, and it said He canceled out the debt consisting of things against us, and having nailed it to the cross. Thank you, Lord, today as we come to celebrate, You've delivered me from sin, from my past sin. Aren't you glad you don't have to go around carrying the weight of all the stuff you've ever done wrong? And remembering it and letting it burn. But it's gone. It's forgiven. It's removed. You're delivered because of the cross. Because of what Christ did on that cross. We come to say, Lord, thank you today as we glory in the cross. Because through the cross, I'm a forgiven person. I'm a child of God. I'm redeemed and I'm white and whole in the eyes of holy God. Praise His wonderful name. So we come today as we think about that, to think about the cross that He delivered me from sin. The third area is the cross reconciles me with God. The cross reconciles me with God. The Scripture says, "For it was the Father's good pleasure for the fullness to dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven." Not only does He forgive us of our sins, but notice the Scripture says, it was a good Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Did any of us ever be at outs with God and need to be reconciled with God? We all were at one point in our life. We were separated from God. We did not know Him, and we had to be brought together, be reconciled, our relationship made what God wanted to be. And Jesus did that through the blood of His cross, made peace through His cross. All things are done. And so today we are in right relationship with God and have a wonderful fellowship with God because of what Jesus did on the cross. You recognize, I'm sure all of us do, the only way we get to come to God in the first place is through Jesus. We would never be able to approach a holy God on our own. No matter the top quality we might think we had, the very best we have, the Bible says, is like filthy rags in God's sight. And I'm glad that when I come to God, I can be reconciled to God, not because of what I generate or what I can do, but I may reconcile because of the cross of Christ, who forgives me and restores me and brings me into an eternal right relationship with God. I'm glad to know today that because of the cross, I not only am reconciled with God today, but I'm reconciled with God forever. Forever. I get to live with a holy God because of the blood of Christ. So when we meet the Lord, Jesus is going to say to the Father, "This one received me. This one received me. This one has been covered by my blood. And I welcome him. He can be in right relationship with me and with one another, as far as that goes, because of the cross. So I come to say thank you, Lord, for the cross. For reconciling me, making me right with God. I don't like to be at outs with other people, do you? I sure don't want to be at outs with God. And I'm grateful that in the cross, when I come to Him, I'm forgiven and I'm brought into a loving, caring relationship that God has done for us. On the other side of your notes, three other things I want to think about for a moment. The cross enables me to live godly. The cross enables me to live godly. The kind of life we want, the quality of life we want is possible because of Christ's death on the cross. Let me read the first passage. He Himself, talking about Jesus, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by His wounds you were healed. We come today to celebrate the cross because of what Jesus did on the cross. He took our sins in His own body on the cross, so that we can die to sin and we get to live for righteousness. I'm glad today because of the cross, you and I get to live for something holy, something good, something eternal, something valuable, something that will last, something that is worth investing our life in. Because we get to live with Jesus forever and for Jesus forever. And so I thank you for the cross, Lord, that you not only caused me to die to sin, but you get to help me live for righteousness. Now let me ask you, is it more fun to live for God and godliness, or is it more fun to live for the world? Sometimes the world thinks we're crazy because they say, "Oh, you don't have any fun. You don't know how to enjoy life." Listen, the child of God who walks in the holiness of God has a whole lot more fun and a lot more joy in life than the person who doesn't. I don't care how well they live. I don't care the quality of their income or anything else. The person that walks with Jesus, when walk in holiness and godliness with God, is a wonderful life. And I'm grateful that we're in on it. He lets us live for it. The other passage I've listed says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. I've been put to death in Christ. I've given myself up. I've received Him as Savior and Lord. And I've been crucified. And so it's no longer I who live, but what? Who lives in me? Christ lives in me. Does He live in you? Isn't that a joy? Praise the Lord for the cross of Christ, because that's how I get to be righteous. Not because I stack up enough good stuff to be righteous, because we'd never make it, but because the righteous one, the Lord Jesus, has come to live in my heart and life, and He lives in me. And because He lives in me, I'm declared righteous, because the righteous one lives in me, and I can live the quality of life that I have. I've commented before, but I still believe it. The worst day I've had as a Christian is better than the best day I ever had as a lost person. It's the joy of the quality of life in Jesus. And so I thank You, Lord, for helping me to live godly, because the cross put to death sin, gave me a new relationship, a new purpose in Jesus. The next area is the cross delivers me from this world. The passage I read talked about He's going to glory in the cross, because through the cross He was crucified to the world was crucified to Him. What I think of is that it means that the world's hold is broken. Does the world have any hold on people? Now, I'm talking about the worldly system. I'm not talking about the physical universe. Because when the Bible talks about the world, it's talking about a worldly system, a system outside the will of God and the way of God. And He said, I glory in the cross because the world's hold has been crucified to me, and the world, and I to the world. I thought about that for a minute. Does it mean that sometimes people who don't know Jesus think we're weird? They don't understand us. They think something's wrong with us. They just don't know that something's very right with us. But the world doesn't understand us. So they don't. But the other side is, the world is crucified to me. Its appeal is broken. And as a child of God, my prayer and reminder is that because of Jesus, the world doesn't hold me anymore. I like the song that says, this world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasure laid up way beyond the blue. But sometimes we forget that, don't we? We think everything's got to be. No, our life in Jesus. I'm delivered from this world and its control and its system. When the world has its way, it is always destructive. When the world system has its way, it is always destructive. And we sometimes forget that. But I want to remind us today that the cross delivers me from that. Let me read the scripture's passage. It says, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forevermore. Amen. He might rescue us. Without Jesus, what's going to happen to this world? It's going down the tubes. And you realize that the day's coming that those who don't know Jesus are going to spend eternity in a place called hell. And really far off, worse than we even dream or think about, I think. But aren't you glad you're delivered from that world system? You're not going there. You're delivered. And you have... That system, that way has been broken in our life, and we have a new purpose, a new goal. And I thank You, Lord, for that. I know we don't always live it out perfectly. I know there are times when we fail. But aren't you glad You can always come back and say, God, I messed up, forgive me. And He'll restore. He'll renew. He'll refresh. And we have this joy of knowing, I don't have to live with this world system. I like somebody said one time, they walked through a store and looked at all the stuff they could get along without. But isn't that what God does for us? He shows us things we don't really have to have anymore. Because the world says, if you're going to be happy, you're going to have this and this and this and this. And most of the time when we get it, we find it doesn't do what it said it would do. Its value diminishes. So I'm thankful for that deliverance. We have a whole new purpose. The last thing on your notes, the cross assures me I will live with God forever. The cross, when I come to celebrate the death of Christ, on our behalf, He assures me I'm going to live with Him forever. Jesus said, this is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now, obviously, he's not talking about physically eating his body, but he's talking about spiritually taking of the life of Christ. Jesus said, I'm the bread. If you take of me, he says, if you eat of Jesus, you're going to live and what? Not die. Now, that don't mean the physical body. It means you, the soul, the spirit, is going to live forever with God. He said, I'm the living bread. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread he gave was his flesh, that is, his life on the cross, his dying on our behalf. And because of that, I know that I not only belong to God today, I know I'm not only saved today and have the joys of the day, but I know for sure, because of what Jesus did, I'm going to live with God forever. So when this old body stops, and it's going to stop unless Jesus comes, when this body stops, the spirit in my body, the soul in my body, is going to leave here and go be with Jesus forever. Yeah, there's a physical resurrection coming. I know that's coming later. But even then, it's just a reuniting of the body and the soul. Because of the cross, I can say today, I belong to God now and forever and forever. And I rejoice that I get to live for God forever. And He's going to live with me forever. I sometimes wonder why He wants me, but I'm glad He does. I don't know what you think about that or not, but I do. I think about often, knowing who I am and my failures and places where I don't always do what God wants, and yet He says, I love you, I want you. I want you to come live with me in my house forever. And so we come today to celebrate the fact we glory in the cross. So I hope as you think about the cross, you can add a lot of other things that would go with this, but those are just some that came to my mind. The cross shows me that God loves me. God delivered me from my sin. God has reconciled me with Himself. God enables me to live holy and godly. He's delivered me from this world system, and I get to live with Him forever. So as we celebrate today, take the bread and the juice representing that. I hope you'll think about Him. Honor Him. Glorify Him. Because that's what we're about. Let's pray together. And then we'll share together in the time of worship through the Lord's Supper. As we pray, would you talk to the Lord? If you don't know Jesus, you don't know that you're going to live with God forever. My prayer is that right now, where you sit, you would simply say, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Would you forgive me and come and live in my heart? Take over my life. And He'll come and live in your life right today. You can leave here today knowing you belong to Jesus as you cry out to Him and yielding your life to Him as His Spirit speaks. So while we pray, if you've never done that, would you today just ask Jesus, because of what He's already done, to forgive you, to save you, to make you His child. Many of us are already Christians.